Hey everyone, just for your knowledge, if you're going to be changing United States dollars, you'll be changing it into South African rands. That's R-A-N-D-S, also known as ZAR, is the international icon for South African rands. Here's some information about cash versus credit cards and all the other options. Yes, it's sometimes wise to have cash on you in the local currency in case your credit cards don't work or your bank cards don't work or the little machines don't work on the other side. So there are alternatives to getting cash for your trip. Depending on how much you want to exchange, most times less than $250 or $300 is really not worth changing because you lose so much on all the fees. But we have had team members in the past where three, four, five of them might get together and each add $100 to a pool. And then one person will go ahead and just change all the money on behalf of everyone. One transaction for $500, $700, $1,000 is way better than doing six or seven smaller transactions. Also, we would recommend using a MasterCard or a Visa. American Express is not really favored in South Africa. It's touch and go for all of you Amex users. Some people have been able to use them and others have been blocked. So it's your choice on what you would like to use when you get over there. Because of our limited time on the ground, we won't be frequenting a lot of local markets. If the weather's really bad and we can't do any work outside, then we might travel to some areas where they do have local markets. It's just quite far away. The local places that are nearby, they all have credit card machines. In the past, team members have done all of their shopping at Johannesburg International Airport on their departure because our duty-free area is a shopping mall with just amazing stores for all your souvenirs, music, bracelets, clothing, soft toys. A lot of people shopping can be done right before you actually leave the country. Another alternative to exchanging cash through the bureau is find out from your bank if you are able to use a credit or debit card from them to withdraw cash from the ATM in South Africa when you arrive. Please find out what the fees are for that, but that is an awesome way to get the local currency as well. I will have access to local currency, so if everything falls apart where your card doesn't work or the machines are not taking cards or the power goes out, you are most welcome to use my cash and then reimburse us when you get back. Other options for transactions when you want to purchase things over there is a bank card or debit card or a credit card. If you have a bank that has a credit card, my suggestion is to find out if you can apply for one and let them know that you are using it over in South Africa and find out, please, what the international transaction fees are. Most banks, that's how they make their money. If you are planning on just using your debit card, I would be very careful to do that. Make sure that it does have a PIN for security, because if your card is lost or stolen, a debit card is linked directly to your bank account and they can basically access and remove all of your funds. Please remember, if you're going to exchange cash at foreign exchange in the US or in South Africa, you have to have the cash on you. You cannot use a credit card or a debit card. You are exchanging US for South African money in cash. So here is a recap for you. If you're going to exchange money, you can ask your bank. You could do it at the airport in the United States, depending on the airport and if they have their foreign exchange open. You can do it on the other side in South Africa through their foreign exchange. You can find out from your bank if you can use it at an ATM in South Africa. And please, 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 for everything that you do, please let your bank know that you are traveling to South Africa so that they don't block your card because they think that it's been hacked. I hope that this little segment has been helpful.